Hi, this is Scott Hanselman, and this is the first in a series of how-to screencasts on how to use ASP.NET Dynamic Data. In order to get your brain around what is ASP.NET Dynamic Data, and what has changed between the version of Visual Studio and the .NET framework that you have, and then this new extended version, let's just see it in action, and then we'll dig deeper and find out what makes this thing tick. So I'm going to start in Visual Studio by saying File, New, Website. And we'll notice immediately that I've got some new project options. In this case, the Dynamic Data website is new. We'll hit OK and we'll get a scaffolded default site. We open up the Solution Explorer and we can see immediately that there's a new folder there that we haven't seen before, the Dynamic Data folder. And within that folder are other folders full of information. Trolls and pages, what does all that do? Well, let's back up for a minute and let's remember that this is about dynamic data, so let's add a data context, see what this default Hello World site can do, and then we'll dig into the field templates and the page templates that are inside that folder. So I'm going to right-click and say Add New Item. And I'll select a Link to SQL class, and we'll use the always necessary Northwind database. It's letting me know I should put that in the app code folder, so I will. We'll double-click on the DBML file, and we'll grab some things out of our database. We'll pull out order details, orders, products, categories, maybe suppliers. I could also use link to entities. Tidy up a little bit. Close this. Now at this point, we're generating some code. So if I open this up, we'll see in the Northwind designer that we now have a Northwind data context. This was created by link to SQL. You'd have a different one if you were using link to entities. Let's let dynamic data know about this new data context. So we'll go into the global ASAX. And we notice in our application start that we've got a call to register routes. If you've looked at ASP.NET MVC, you may be familiar with this notion of routing. This is actually also used in ASP.NET Dynamic Data. We've extended the routing system. So in that call to register routes, we create a system.web.dynamicdata.meta model. We have to let that model know about our database. I'm going to uncomment this one line here, and I'm going to change the your data context type to Northwind data context. And then at the end of the line there, it says scaffold all tables equals false, because I want to have all of my tables created and pages for each. I'm going to say scaffold all tables equals true. And let's go ahead and run it. So at this point, all we've done is we've added a data context, and we've registered it with the model, and we hit F5. This is a pretty interesting Hello World. There's a lot going on here already. We've got our different tables. Look at the URL. See how it says slash products slash list? I've got a complete list of products. I'll hit edit. I get an edit page. Again, notice the URL. So the name of the table has appeared in that URL there. We'll back up. We'll look down at suppliers. Notice that suppliers is related to products. We know what's going on in the database, and we see that we can click on products from suppliers and then see just suppliers of exotic liquids have these products. Let's go to products, click edit. You notice that we also have validation. So we know that we must have a product name. Our Boolean turned into a checkbox. Our relationships turned into combo boxes. Now you might immediately think that all of this was code-gen, so then you'd expect to go and look in the dynamic data folder and think that there would be a products page and a categories page, but in fact this is all templating rather than code generation. So it's dynamic templating that looks like code generation based on this information that's in the model. Remember how I pointed out what was going on in the URL there? We said products slash list. This is where the routing thing becomes so interesting. We're passing in the name of the table and the name of the action. That action might be list, edit, list details, taking all of the CRUD, create, read, update, and delete, and applying it then to templating. We see our available actions in this case are list, details, edit, and insert. We go over to the Solution Explorer and we open up page templates. we see that there's a page for each of those actions. So in the instance of product/list, we've got a list page. But there's nothing about products in this page. All that information is being loaded from metadata. Notice the big H2 tag at the top of the page. We say table.displayName. This is, again, part of the meta model, in this case, meta table. So this page is being reused for everything in the site. If I just add something and hit F5, I've made a change to this template. And now I can see that my changes appeared everywhere. And we'll see in future how-to videos how we can have custom templates for specific tables, how we can change the look and feel of the entire site, add business logic, validation, as well as adding dynamic data to an existing application. Stay tuned. Thank you.